From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Many of us have gotten the letter in the mail. It's usually from a bank or a trusted business. It says, your credit card information has been compromised. In other words, stolen. I say many of us because credit card numbers aren't generally stolen one by one, but in batches, hundreds of thousands of accounts hacked at once. Those numbers are then sold in an online black market auction where only criminals are allowed. Zoe Chase of NPR's Planet Money team brings us the story of an FBI agent who ran one of those sites in order to build a case.
Keith Malarski doesn't look like someone with a lot of secrets. He has this aw shucks demeanor, an overgrown kid in a business suit. Back in 2005, his first assignment with the cybercrime division at the FBI was to hang out on the underground sites where credit cards are bought and sold. The first thing he did was come up with his hacker handle that he would use to do deals with criminals.
I was watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and there's a guy there called Master Splinter who's an underground rat.
Malarski created this whole backstory for Master Splinter in order to get the criminals on these sites to trust him. He contacted an anti-spam organization and got them to list Master Splinter as a Polish spam king.
If somebody would Google my nickname, it would come up that I was a notorious spammer. I purchased credit cards and things like that.
Master Splinter was wheeling and dealing on the underground at a moment of particular upheaval in the credit card black market. Kevin Paulson is an author of a new book on cybercrime, Kingpin. He picks up the story from here.
There were four or five sites at this time, each of which had about 1,500 users on them.
What followed were battles like you'd have in the corporate world, including a hostile takeover of some of the sites. Two emerged as the dominant players, Carter's Market and Dark Market.
Keith Malarski, the FBI agent, was undercover on Dark Market when the hostile takeover occurred.
By this point, Master Splinter had developed a friendship with the head of Dark Market, a British criminal hacker called Jilsey. And he sympathized with Jilsey when Dark Market was under bombardment by spam from Carter's Market. One Saturday night, Master Splinter and Jilsey were up late instant messaging each other.
So I was telling Jilsey, I said, well, you know my reputation as a spammer. I'm very good at setting up websites. I could hide them from law enforcement, obviously, because they haven't caught me. I have my site ready. I have my servers ready. And he said, let's move it, bro. And I said, all right, let's do it. So and then we took it over.
Were you just sitting at home on your couch?
Just sitting at home on my couch.
And so one October night in 2006, during Saturday Night Live, the FBI took control of one of the biggest criminal sites for stolen credit card information on the web.
The information was going to be stolen and used anyway, right? If Dark Market wasn't out there, they would have just been doing it on Max's site, Carter's Market.
The two sites battled each other for a full year for primacy on the black market. One is an FBI sting, the other is a criminal online mall for credit card numbers. It's no surprise that the criminal enterprise fell first.
So Carter's Market went down, and then Dark Market stayed up for another year afterwards before Malarski voluntarily pulled the plug on it.
That was 2008. Kevin Paulson was pretty obsessed with the feud between the two major underground forums and covered it for Wired magazine. When one of the hackers caught in Keith Malarski's dragnet was convicted that year, Malarski's alias came up in some court papers. Paulson freaked out. Only weeks earlier, he'd been visiting the FBI as part of his research on the kingpin of credit card thievery, Master Splinter.
I got on the phone, and when he answered, I just kind of blurted out, holy f***, Keith, you're Master Splinter. And he laughed and said he couldn't talk to me, and he sent me back to the press office.
You know, our main goal was never to let anybody know that Dark Market was a sting site, you know, and it was for me to fade and shut the site down and fade off into the sunset. And for nobody to know about it.
As a result of the work of Keith Malarski, a.k.a. Master Splinter, the credit card selling underground is fractured again. But that doesn't mean sites don't still exist for stolen credit card information. As long as card numbers are easy to get, credit card thieves will find a way to buy and sell them online. Keith Malarski wouldn't tell me if he's still undercover or not. Zoe Chase, NPR News.